This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
The word saint means called out, separate, to be different, set apart. I've got news for you. The Bible considers you a saint if you have named Jesus Christ as the Lord of your life. You are a saint of God, not in a title to pump you up. Well, I'm special in the sense that I've done something better than anyone else. It's a title of recognition of who you are in Christ. You're called out. You're separate. I don't know if any of you remember, and I don't expect too many people to remember this, when Richard Nixon resigned as president, I think in 74, and he was giving his speech to his staff. It was a farewell speech. And I still remember it. I can picture it. And he was rambling to his staff and talking about his life. Here he was saying goodbye to everyone. I'm leaving in disgrace here. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, he started talking about his mother. And here's what he said. No one will ever write a book about my mother. But my mother was a saint. I've always been touched by that. No one will ever write a book about my mother, but my mother was a saint. I thought of it then. We're all saints. And that's who Paul addresses in Ephesians, to the saints in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus. Whatever word may be used to describe you as a Christian, I cannot think of a better word than the word faithful. Not successful, not achiever, not accomplisher, but faithful. And verse 2 says, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Very simply, there is no grace and there is no peace in your life without Christ. When Paul says grace and peace to you through Jesus Christ, that means he's the source of grace and peace. And if there's to be grace in your home, if there's to be grace and peace in your marriage, if there's to be grace and peace in your relationships with extended family and others, it has to involve Jesus Christ. That's another side reason why people need to come to Christ, because of the spiritual blessings that we have in Christ that have nothing to do with psychology, that have nothing to do with personal skills or social skills. They have everything to do with your heart. They have everything to do with your heart. I want to give you some words. I think they're going to stack here on the screen here for you to write down, because these are terms that are used in the next few verses. Let's bring up the first one. We are chosen. People want to argue about this, and some of you were raised in Calvinism, or what's called Calvinism and predestination, and my purpose is not to do a debate on Calvinism one way or the other. It says we're chosen. I'm going to take it at face value that, you know what that means? I'm chosen. God has chosen us. The second word, adopted. We're going to focus on that word more than anything else, because it all flows out of adoption. Third, we are redeemed. Redeemed presupposes bondage, that we've been in slavery and bondage and we're pulled out of that. And then the fourth word, forgiven. All of that means we're forgiven. And that word forgiven is the most important word in your marriage. It's the most important word in your family, is the word forgiveness. When Charles Allen, who was a Methodist minister years ago, was at his father's deathbed saying goodbye to his dad, right before his dad died, he said, Charles, do you know what the most important word is in the English language? And he said, no, Dad, what is it? He said, forgiven. Forgiven. It's the most important word in the English language, and it's the most important word in your life. Well, all this week, we're in the book of Ephesians, the first chapter, about four words that can change your life. I think you need to hear them. So do I. Continues tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.